So I'm standing in the middle of some lands, probably about 4 kilometres outside of Ballybottle. The land area itself is called Grace Dew, and standing next to me is Anne Lynch, who is one of the brains behind the Ballybottle Hedgerow Society. Anne, what exactly are we looking at? Where are we, I suppose, first?
Well, we're in Grace Dew, and it's a nunnery going back to 1190. So we're actually looking at a wall here from 1190, and we can see the ancient mortar made with ox's blood and little stones. And the nuns lived here until about 1540, when they were dissolved. But there was dovecotes here, there was a huge cellar, there was sheep houses, cow houses. They had a horse mill, a water mill. And we're going to look at the ancient bridge in a few minutes, which is actually mentioned by Symington, a very famous bridge, which we hope to restore actually in the near future.
You mentioned the beer that most people would know as Stella Artois. Can you explain their relationship to the lands that we're standing on now?
Yeah, well, the nuns who lived here, they actually came from Lusk, and they were an order of Arawaz. And that is near, it was founded by Malachy, and that is near Artois in France. And, you know, I just was saying Stella Artois beer. But the prioress liked the beer a lot because that whenever there was a brewing in medieval times in Lusk, she had a right. I think a brewing maybe was only once a month, but she had a right to a flagon of that beer whenever it was brewed. Remember, in those days, it was actually safer to drink beer, of course, than water, because water was often polluted.
If people want to get in touch with, I suppose, and maybe get out and about with the Hedgerow Society, the easiest place to do it is possibly through emailing me, I suppose.
Exactly,
which
yes.
is info@donniganlandscaping.com,
yes.
Or if you go to blog.donniganlandscaping.com and just search for Hedgerow Society, that's Hedgerow Society. This isn't the only outing that we've
no.
done in the last year. I think we've done about 7 of them so far.
We actually have one next Saturday. We're very lucky. We have Dr. Declan Doog, who's a hedgerow specialist. And we're meeting in Ardgillan next Saturday at 10 o'clock at the cafe in Ardgillan. And we're going to do a walk called Nature in Winter. And we're very lucky to have Declan. So it's going to be a fascinating walk from 10 o'clock next Saturday until 12.
Some people might hear Hedgerow Society and immediately turn off and go, I'm going to have my pants bored right off me. Is that the case, or is it far from the point?
No, we do a bit of fast walking, you know, we have a bit of a laugh. We meet up with friends, but there's a bit of walking involved as well, and it's very child friendly, by the way.
Yeah, I think last time we were out, myself and Damien, also Ballybottle native, were showing off. We were eating the live nettles as we were walking on the way. There's an element of, I think we did the fruiting hedgerow walk.
Yes,
we
yeah.
picked the crab apples and sloes, and I think it was good to see the families, the younger kids in particular, getting involved.
Yes, remember the buggy? Yeah, I think you and Damien crossed about 5 streams carrying a buggy. Our youngest member, about 12 months old.
So suitable clothing should be worn at all times. You'll find details of that on blog.donniganlandscaping.com. Just look for Hedgerow Society. Thanks very much for your time, Anne.
Thanks, Peter.